So thank you, Earl, for your memo, for your update, for your report
great.
From the field.
That's a perfect segue to where we're about to go right now. So I said I would do it. Here we got it. Let me just explain this morning. Due to the circumstances in all the creators in Japan and all the narcissistic sociopaths with all the hidden money and the money that doesn't exist anywhere else, so I put a call into Ambassador Lee Wanta, managed to connect with him this morning, and said, okay, if you got all this money, what are you going to do with it? And I said, especially for Japan. And he said he was going to send out an email to me that he was going to send out to the following people. And feel free to comment on that's Bob, and we'll have a private conversation with him probably off the air. But this email went to Barack Obama, Chief of Staff Bill Daley, Volcker, FDIC Chair Sheila Blair, Harvard Professor Elizabeth Warren, NSA General James Jones, about 15 or 20 others, and the following says this. To U.S. President Obama, Emperor of Japan, Tanako Haika, U.S. Department of Agriculture, and all interested parties. Using America's strongest resource now and America's and Japan's legacy, this is a preferred proposal to reach out to Japan now. U.S. farmland, rural America, and American farmers have been clearly subsidized not to produce agriculture commodities. The U.S. government must set aside the existing U.S. dollars, $500 billion plus or minus forthwith, and put USA land and America farmers back to agriculture production. With no subsidized U.S. farmland, has the Japanese surface contamination elevated with potential meltdown radiation incidents which may contaminate Japan and elsewhere for 15 to 30 years. We must put in an American team together with our agriculture colleges to finalize an interim and final plan with set-aside allocations with parity, and these national agricultural plans would immediately create new job opportunities domestically for our great nation to prosper once again and assist the Japanese populace and others. Example, the preferred proposal to assist 100 million Japanese citizens per month for 15 years through this citizens' effort to, quote, set aside land allocations using the previously mentioned U.S. dollars, $500 billion plus or minus, subsidy, blank, blank, to produce agricultural commodities would assist all humankind, not just few, export sales to Japan and the Kamchatka and Salkeen Island under a long-term lease preferred by Russian Prime Minister Vladimir Putin to relocate 100 million Japanese in the tragic event of a worst-case nuclear meltdown, whereas central Japan would become uninhabitable because of nuclear contamination among other critical incidents and situations. Referencing the previous Wanta-Reagan-Mitterrand protocol agreements as to U.S. dollars, $70 billion for certain nation-state infrastructures, quote, set-aside allocations, reference H.R. 3723, I, Ambassador Lee Wanta, an American citizen, upon my economic receipt of U.S. dollars, $4.5 trillion, less U.S. dollars, $1.575 trillion, 35%, repatriation, civil income taxes per U.S. District Court instructions, reference Eastern District Court of Virginia, order and memorandum of opinion, case number 1.07 CV609, T3E-BRP, and other U.S. federal court orders previously noted within your White House administration. I will remit upon my economic receipt U.S. dollars $5 billion to the U.S.-Japan plan to assist in the reparation of Japan, U.S. government economic power as to previous farm credit subsidy programs, ex-Federal Land Bank. Restarting with past experience platforms at once would be a terrific new beginning of USA, Japan, and international relationships. I await your valued comments and commitments for rapid deployment action and related activities. Collectively, we can do it without political considerations. Thank you, Lee. There you go, Lee. I said it for you.
So Lee is saying that he would take some of his money and not put it immediately into a hyper railway. He wants to put it into this refurbished Japanese situation. Is that what he's saying?
Well, yeah, exactly. I called him this morning and I said, so if you got all these missing trillions or wherever it is, why don't you put some over there? And he said, well, I'm going to be doing that. I'm going to put a response out and da-da-da-da. And I said, oh, great. I'll read it out on the air. And while we were on the air, my guest, who is this speaker that we had on before here, the one that I won't even say it. But anyway, she called in while you guys were talking and was saying that Ambassador Lee was having computer problems and wanted to make sure that message got to me and it went out today. So there you go, Lee. We'll see what you're going to do, if anything.
So, James, who is it sent to? Is it sent to?
It was sent to President Barack Obama, Attorney General Eric Holder, Chief of Staff Bill Daley, Co-Chairman Erskine Bowles, Co-Chairman Paul Volcker, Lieutenant General James Clapper, FDIC Chair Sheila Blair, FRB President Janet Yellen, Harvard Professor Elizabeth Warren, NSA General James Jones, OCC Trustee Paul Segues, Office of Inspector General, OVP Chief of Staff Bruce Reed, OVP Vice President Joe Biden, Presidential Advisor David Plouffe, Reggie Love, SEC Chairman Mary Shapiro, SEC Inspector General H. David Kotz, Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner, U.S. Department of Justice, U.S. Department of Justice, U.S. Department of Treasury.
So your name is probably not on that list.
I hope so. I hope it is, so they can so they can hear Ion.
I hope so. I would think it's so funny.
No, they know about Ion already, James.
Ion is James.
They're grinning and grinning and grinning.
Email and name on that list.
What's that?
Absolutely. He could forward it to himself and see it.